Father, we thank you for your mercy, for your grace. We honor you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your love over us. We honor you, Lord. We bow before you. You are God and you are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy and for your grace over us. Thank you, Father, for this day. We honor you, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, we worship you. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are God forevermore. We declare your majesty, O Lord. We lay our crown and we worship you. We lay our crown and we say you are God. You are the King of all kings. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. Thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the life that you have given to us. We bow before you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this morning, Lord, we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 28th of August, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over your life. Thank him for his God, and he will never change. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord go before me into this day and make every crooked places straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise the banner of the Lord over me this day. As I step out, I declare that surely the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me all through this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. In the name of Jesus, oh, the darkness of the day will not have a place in me. In the name of Jesus, for behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon me, and the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon me. In the name of Jesus, I declare today that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The glory of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I send the word of the Lord into this day, that my portion is delivered unto me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord, and I declare this day that my blessing, no man will take. My portion, no man will steal this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. All that is in you, work together for my blessing. All that is in you, work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that no weapon that is raised in you will prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, and every tongue that professes evil over me is condemned. In the name of Jesus, every evil word that is spoken into this day, I cancel you with the blood of Jesus. Oh, I declare that the Lord frustrates the tokens of the wicked over me this day. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, today you will arise and you will fight for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day you will not abhor evil for me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The anointing of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that doors of blessing and opportunity is opened unto me this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the blessings of the Lord is upon my life. I declare that the Lord established me in his goodness. The Lord established me in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I silence every language of sickness, every language of infirmity over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I walk in the order of the blessings of the Lord. I walk in the order of the provision of the Lord. For the Lord will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare this day that no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord command his blessing upon me. The Lord command his blessing upon my storehouses. In the name of Jesus, it is the Lord that teaches my hands to make profit. I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. Father, you will teach my hands to make profit this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I profit with that which you have laid on my hand. I profit in that which that I found my hand doing. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of error upon my life this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, the perversion of this season will not be upon my life. I will not be perverse. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the hand of the Lord is upon me. I declare that the language of infirmity is canceled over me in the name of Jesus. Oh, sickness, infirmity will not take away my strength in the name of Jesus. It is well with me. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. I want us to quickly pray for our brethren that we have been praying for the past 2 days now, those that they are on the sick bed and those that are in the process of recovering. I want us to lift up our voice and declare that the hand of the Lord will be upon them in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare by your word today that your hand of healing will be upon our people in the name of Jesus. Father, we cancel every language of infirmity. We nullify every language of sickness over them in the name of Jesus. Oh, who is he that speaks and it come to pass when the mouth of the Lord has not commanded it? We stand on the word of the Lord and we cancel every report of men in the name of Jesus. We establish the report of God concerning you. This is the report of the Lord for you, that you will spend your days in long life and in prosperity, in good health, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we refuse to receive the verdict of men. I declare in the name of Jesus to your body system, everything that makes up your body, they receive strength today in the name of Jesus. Your strength is renewed in the name of Jesus. Your blood is renewed. Your cells, every cell in your body, your bones, everything that is your body that needs to be replaced, is renewed in the name of Jesus. Your strength is restored unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, every foundation of sickness is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. I speak to your body, receive the strength of God. The joy of the Lord flow into you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are still going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. I want to, as much as possible, to be very brief so that we will not take too much space like we took yesterday and day before yesterday. I want to believe that the Lord is going to give us the grace to make it as brief as possible. We are still on the matter of prophecy, but we want to look at the place of obedience, the place of keeping instruction in the space of your prophecy. Understand something today as you are listening to me. Beloved, there is a prophecy over you. I am telling you, if you don't know, there is a prophecy over you. In fact, I am talking to you. You, your parents told you, everyone told you that at your birth, there was a prophecy that was given concerning you. But your life is not working in the direction of that prophecy. Beloved, you cannot avoid to fail because lives are attached to the fulfillment of that prophecy that is declared over you. You cannot fail this one, this particular one that has been laid out unto you. You cannot fail. You cannot disappoint your generation. You cannot fail. There is a prophecy that is declared over you. Arise, shake off yourself, and stand, walk in the line of the prophecy that has been declared unto you. You cannot give up on the Lord. Yes, I am speaking to you. Oh, the prophecy that has been said concerning me, this and this and this and that, and this is what is happening to me presently. I don't think God is faithful. Oh no, beloved, come back. Don't go there. God is forever faithful. You cannot give up. You cannot give up. Even right there where you are, you cannot give up on the Lord, because God cannot and he will not give up on you. Stay on the course and declare that I will fulfill prophecy. I don't know what is happening to you right now, and I don't know why I am saying this. I am bringing it out as it is coming unto me. You cannot give up. Others might have given up on you. Possibly they are not even looking at your side again, but don't give up. The prophecy that is upon you must be fulfilled as it is written concerning you, that you are going to be a liberator, you are going to be a blessing, you are going to be this and you are going to be that. But your present condition is saying otherwise. Oh, I want you to arise in your spirit. Let that strength come from within you and speak it out, that the prophecy over me will not fail. The Lord has set my feet on. I will not fail. I will fulfill this prophecy. I care less about my present situation. I am going to fulfill this prophecy in the name of Jesus. Arise, consciously walk with your prophecy, and Consciously walk in the strength of the word of the Lord for you today. Consciously walk in the strength of the prophecy that he has given to you. The Lord God sees you. Your Lord God is Elroy. He is the God that sees you. He is going to hold you. He will carry you. He will not leave you. As you are presently, he is the one holding your life together. You cannot give up. There is a prophecy over you. I am saying it. Lives are attached to the fulfillment of your prophecy. Generations may not be completed if your prophecy is not fulfilled. Arise, walk in the strength of the word of the Lord. Walk in the strength of your prophecy. It is well with you. In the name of Jesus, let me come back to what I said before, that we want to see the place of obedience in the aspect of prophecy. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram." Understand the place of obedience in the space of prophecy. Every prophecy has its own instruction that is attached to it. There is a set of instruction that is attached to your life. Beloved, do not violate the terms, the condition of your prophecy. Look at the life of Samson. It is plain, simple, and clear unto him. He is a man that is chosen by God. There is prophecy over him. As a matter of fact, the prophecy was not given by men. It was given by an angel. The angel of the Lord came and gave a prophecy about his life, and even gave set of instruction concerning him. Almost every single turn he made was in violation of the instruction attached to his prophecy. There is instruction that is attached to life. Do not break the conditions of your prophecy. Joseph held on to his prophecy and the instruction that was attached to it for him. He refused to sacrifice his prophecy on the altar of fornication, on the altar of adultery. If you read the book of Genesis chapter 39, go and read the book of Genesis chapter 39, read from verse 1 to verse 23, you will see there. He held on to his conviction. He said, "How will I do this great wickedness before God? How will I fail my God? How will I disappoint the prophecy that is over my life?" He ran out. He chose to run away than to disappoint the prophecy that is over him. There is a place of obedience. God's delight is not in your burnt offering, but in your absolute obedience. God's delight is not in you offering sacrifices unto him, but all he demands from you is obedience. He wants you to obey his word. Failure in obedience opened the gate for the enemy to delay, to prolong, or to block your fulfillment. When you fail to obey the instructions, to obey the word of the Lord concerning your life, you fail to obey, to stand by the word of the Lord concerning your life, you are opening the gate for the enemy to delay or to prolong, to delay, to deter you from your journey of fulfillment. Beloved, understand that the consequences of obedience is very high. Understand that the consequences of disobedience is very high. The price that is placed on disobedience is a price that you cannot pay. Stay in the line of obedience. Obey the word of the Lord. Obey the conditions that he has given to you. Walk according to the instructions. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. "If thou wert diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe to do all that I have commanded thee this day," then he began to list blessings for them. The condition for the fulfillment of the prophecy is obedience. After you have prayed and you have war in your space, war, you have prayed and you have engaged in the warfare, declaring, enforcing the fulfillment of your prophecy, you must walk in obedience to safeguard your prophecy. I am going to stop here because of time and space, and I am trusting that the Spirit of the Lord will brood over you, will brood over your spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, I want you to declare this morning that I come in the volume of books that is written concerning me in the name of Jesus. I come in the full volume of books that is written concerning me to do your will, O Lord. I walk in accordance to your word. I walk in obedience to your word in the name of Jesus. I stand upon your word and I enforce the fulfillment of your word over me. I enforce the fulfillment of the prophecy that is spoken concerning me by the mouth of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil word, every evil prophecy that is spoken by evil men. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday. The day is here. I am happy to announce to you that today is the D-Day, the day that we have chosen to come together, to come and renew our strength, to come and meet with the Lord in Zion. Today is the 28th of August. 2025. It seems like the day is far, but the day is today. For the program that we have been announcing all this while, today is the 28th of August 2025. I will be happy to see you today by 12 noon for us to come together and enjoy the presence of the Lord. Remember, the venue for the program is at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University Ibadan along Sango Eleyelio Road. That is directly behind Tafo Arena. If you are coming from Songo and after the bridge, there is a turning before Tafo Arena. You just turn inside Tafo Arena, you see Open University, then you see Oluwadamilare Garden. That is where we are today. We will be there by 12 noon. Exactly 12 noon, we are starting the program. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. I'll be happy to see you there. Come, let us share together the grace of the Lord. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord and Master is coming. Soon and very soon, the bridegroom is coming. Walk in his word and let your light shine to the world so that they may come to our Father through the shining of your light. Walk according to this word. Let your light shine unto others. Be a path for them to come to Christ. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.